This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. God's Hall of Fame is lined with some unlikely candidates. Leroy tells why you may be one as we study Judges, chapters 6 through 8. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Let me ask you a question. Do you see yourself as a deliverer in the same league with Moses, Samson, or Gideon? Most people would say no. But I wonder why. Very few of the people whom God used as deliverers in the Bible saw themselves in that role to begin with. When the Lord came to Gideon to call him to lead the people against the Midianites, he found a very unlikely candidate. When the call came, Gideon was threshing wheat, not on the threshing floor, but in a hidden corner of the wine press, afraid, alone, defeated, helpless. Now we can all feel that way, but that's not the issue. While Gideon saw himself as the least important member of a poor, insignificant family, God saw Gideon as a mighty man of valor. God saw Gideon not for what he was, but for what he could become. I remember a girl back in Nebraska who was always wrapped up in herself and her problems. She didn't believe God could use her to do anything. But one night, when we were sharing the gospel at the university, a co-ed came to Christ through this girl's testimony. And this experience completely revolutionized that problem-centered Christian girl. Her attention shifted from herself to helping the girl she had led to Christ. The fact that God had used her marked a turning point in her own feelings of inadequacy. I believe the secret to becoming a deliverer is coming to the place where we trust God to do what He says He wants to do through us. God has promised us the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. And Philippians 2:13 says, "It is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good pleasure." We have this treasure in human bodies for a good reason, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. God revealed Himself to Gideon, gave him a job, and assured him of His presence and guidance. And when the Spirit of God came upon Gideon, he was a transformed man. After making sure of his call, he rose up early to follow the Lord. The enemy was routed, and in confusion and fear, they fought with each other, and the victory was the Lord's. Hudson Taylor, founder of the China Inland Mission, once said, "All God's giants have been ordinary people who did extraordinary things for God because they reckoned on God being with them." So if you feel afraid, alone and defeated, congratulations, because you're a candidate. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with the Lord has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you in establishing a regular habit of daily Bible reading and prayer, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the tragic results of selfish leadership. Join us on Daily Discipleship.